Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Boz Berger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster fires to first and picks off Steinbacher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani catches it and throws to first to double up Walker. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a pop-up beyond first. Radcliffe can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Werber moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a pop-up towards the mound. Caster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Dietrich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Brucker moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brucker moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brucker scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Radcliffe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lottigiani for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Steinbacher hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Steinbacher moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 2 in the game. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sugar Cane now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0 for 3 in the game. Caster bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Moses is walked intentionally. Lou Finney pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Radcliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Brucker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.